You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Welcome back. It is hour number three. As always, it's brought to you by Avenue Wine and Spirits, your home for the rarest wines and spirits in the New Orleans area. Located on 2025 St. Charles Avenue. All this hour, if you want to chime in, I want to hear from you. I need storylines. Give me some of the top storylines. Saints at the Bears. As open locker room is underway, the interns there collecting our sound for us. We'll have that tomorrow for you. We'll be live at Vinny's before we tell you about where else we're going to be. Not only the rest of this week, but from here on out, Jay Hardgrave, it's Wednesday. Let us welcome you officially to the midway point of the work week.
Don't do it, Joey.
Guess what day it is.
It's hump day.
Hump.
Thank you, Joey.
I know you can hear me. Let's get stupid.
Today's more than a candle Wednesday hump day.
There it is. Shot Gina Digital Underground. Head coach Sean Payton. Camel the Caleb. Or Caleb the Camel.
Same thing.
He's making way more money than you and I.
Yeah.
Being a camel.
Just must be nice.
Simply being a camel. Think about that.
Hasn't said a line yet.
No.
Just
no.
Stands there.
Words of wisdom.
To all the ladies, peace and healthiness forever.
800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. I want to hear from you. Give me some storylines that you have going into this game coming up on Sunday. Saints and Bears, again, very interesting. I guess I shouldn't be that surprised, but it for the, what, fifth out of the five out of seven games for the Saints, they'll be underdogs.
Yep.
As they are the underdog going into the game at Chicago. Don't forget, it's a 3:25 kickoff, so you got plenty of time to go get what you got to get done. Cut the grass, honey-do list, hit the store.
Get your snacks.
You're good. 3:25. But I love those kickoffs based on this. It gives me, you have so much, you can smoke something, you can light the pit. I mean, you can, you got plenty
you
of time.
You push
for
time
go.
At noon. You, yeah. You push for time.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Oh, I see what Joey did there, because Bears are a 3-point favorite here. Over under 38 points. So they don't think there's a lot of points that are going to be scored
here. I don't think there's
going
to be a lot of points either.
Alvin Kamara, we're going to wait. I just got the text from the Saints. 4:15 will be the injury report today. So it's coming out a little bit later than normal. But I think that's the first thing that I'm keeping an eye on, right? Obviously, no one expects Drew Brees to be playing. Do you think any gamesmanship will be here? Or not even gamesmanship, just to try to see if Drew can sort of get going here over the next 2 weeks at some point in time, possibly seeing Drew either limited at practice, doing some drills at practice, or even in pregame routine, and you can go watch the game and, you know, and watch it in a t-shirt and stuff, but just to kind of go through the motion and see how the thumb responds to more throwing here. Because in consecutive weekends now, we're seeing videos of him throwing a football and getting closer.
There's absolutely gamesmanship, and it goes on every week. And anytime Sean Payton can put that doubt in a defensive coordinator's mind that you might see Drew Brees, you might see Teddy Bridgewater, it takes time out of their game plan to start thinking of alternatives. Do we have to game plan for Brees? Because if Brees is out there, we're going to game plan a little bit different as opposed to if Bridgewater's out there. So if you can take 30 minutes or a couple of hours out of their game planning for Teddy Bridgewater and have them devoted to Drew Brees, that's absolutely an advantage for the Saints.
All right, so some of the storylines that we've had out there that have been sent to us already, I think one of the things that'll be interesting is Khalil Mack, how the Saints offensive line will kind of handle that as well. I like that as a storyline, and I'm going to put a hyphen next to it, right? Khalil Mack versus Saints O-line, Armstead, Ramczyk, comma or hyphen, the health of Teron Armstead, you know? In and out of that game last week, and you saw Sean Payton didn't mess around at Jacksonville. If Armstead was out, he moved Pete over
right
to it. And to try, again, with Teddy, there's limitations, right? And with Teddy, the limitations, at least one of them is still learning the offense and still being able to pick up things and understand where he needs to go with the football quickly and do that. You're just spoiled beyond belief and rotten with Drew Brees. Drew Brees knows what he's seeing as he's walking to the line of scrimmage. He knows the defense. He knows what play in the playbook he can combat that defense. That's the big key. You know, Teddy's seen defenses. Obviously, the longer he plays and the more snaps, but I wouldn't even say, well, he hasn't seen all the defenses yet. I mean, he's been a quarterback for a while. My point is, it's the ability to, as you walk up, as you figure out what they're doing, to know the specific play or formation or audible or kill. I mean, Drew Brees, almost every other play is kill, kill. So that's what I'm getting at. That's what I mean when I say there's a limitation, right? I mean, he's probably going to run what's called more often than not. He understands a few audibles and a few things to do, but he didn't have the playbook in his mind that Drew Brees has.
Look, Teddy told, when this whole thing started, Teddy told us, he came out in the media and said, the one thing that I want to do that Drew Brees does and I want to be able to do is to have the entire game plan memorized by Wednesday. Okay? And that's what we talk about when we say the game slows down for a quarterback. A quarterback like Drew Brees that has the entire game plan memorized by Wednesday, the game is going exceptionally slow for him because he knows everything that's in the game plan, knows what the defense is doing. Now I've just got to check to the right play.
Mm-hmm.
For a Teddy Bridgewater, he's trying to get to that point. So the game is going a little bit faster for Teddy. So when you're in that pocket, and you can't process things as fast as Drew does simply because Drew's got 15 years of experience over Teddy. It doesn't mean Teddy won't be as good of a quarterback as Drew Brees. It's possible. He's trying to get to the point. When Drew Brees was 25, the game wasn't going this slow for him. This game is going to be a lot like the games we've watched Teddy Bridgewater quarterback. This is going to be a 13-10 game. And what I'm trying to make people understand is the fans that are on Teddy's butt, why would Sean Payton throw caution to the wind when you're going to play a defensive game and you've got a guy back there, the punt returner in Deontay Harris, that can break one at any minute? You've got a defense that can score at any time. You know this is going to be a low-scoring game. Why are you throwing caution to the wind and start taking chances? Teddy Bridgewater is executing the game plan that Sean Payton has given him. Don't take any chances. Don't turn the ball over. What did Teddy do last week? He completed about 80% of his passes and no interceptions, and people are criticizing him. I'll take that any day of the week for a guy who's a backup quarterback. Once Teddy gets enough reps in him, Teddy's going to be able to do some of the things that Drew Brees does. But it comes with experience, and it comes with time. You don't just come off the bench and start doing all pro things. Right. That just doesn't happen.
No, and that's what I'm getting at. I mean, look, that's the beauty of a Drew Brees.
Right.
When you come up to line of scrimmage,
he's one of the best to ever play the game.
So you're going to look at, obviously, the injury report that's coming up with Drew. And again, I'm not expecting a status, really, but I'm just saying, because if you see limited, I don't think he's playing Sunday. I think it's a little, Alvin Kamara, though, is the issue. And we're talking a little about it. Ian Rapoport in NFL.com coming out saying, look, it's something, it's similar to a high ankle sprain or close to high ankle sprain or something like that. That in itself, I'm good. See you next week.
Yep.
And then you add
Sean
Payton.
Four weeks.
Okay, now, exactly. Now, and then you add what Sean Payton said, tweaking of the knee. Now I really will see you. Again, I am not by any means saying, hey, don't even make the trip to Chicago. That's right. You still have a team that you think is a Super Bowl contending team. You're going to be competitive. You're going to have a chance to win. That's why you have Latavius Murray. That's why you have Washington.
That's your storyline today.
That's why you have a lot of different things. And look, at the end of the day, Taysom Hill, you have weapons.
Yes.
But, yes, the team is not as good with Alvin Kamara. But you're going to need him here. And, man, there's certain injuries that just take longer to heal than others. And some, they won't be healed until the end of the season. You don't want it to get to that point. So you grab his helmet and you say, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Because when you get out of the bye, and again, I understand what I'm saying. That's a month away. I hear you.
Yep.
But when you get out of that bye, again, you're facing,
you're in the division.
You can wrap up the division by November. Okay? And it's the Falcons at the Bucks, host the Panthers at the Falcons. Four straight division games at the end of November, which is November 28th. That's a Thursday, Thanksgiving, and Atlanta. Maybe, just maybe, you can, you know, that's a playoff spot. I mean, again, I think Cardinals, you should be able to win, right?
Yes. Atlanta, without Alvin Kamara.
Atlanta here at home, Drew Brees return. Good luck, Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm just, good luck.
Will y'all even show up?
At Tampa, that's one of those 13 tickets. That's one of those games that just, every time they play in Tampa, it's a close one, but I think the Saints are better.
Yes.
Okay? But you might see a new quarterback by then. You never know.
What Jameis Winston shows up.
Exactly right. The Panthers, that's going to be interesting, right? Well, let's see how that game sort of goes. Is Cam Newton back? Is it still Kyle Allen? I don't know. But that's at home. And then on a short week, it's at Atlanta on that Thursday. So I don't want Kamara nursing anything at that point. Yes, I want to see him play. I love watching 41. But if you watched that game on Jacksonville Sunday, you saw he didn't have the burst.
No, he didn't.
And you saw he didn't have the cut ability. And that's why when you start thinking of something like that, look, man, it stinks. You want to see them. But at the end of the day, it's October 20th against the Bears. And I'm going to hopefully have him and need him in January and December and November and all that. So, look, I just don't play him this week. I think by them looking at Travaris Cadet tells me this is going to be a, you know, Murray-Washington game in the backfield.
It should be.
I think you need to be more overly cautious, to be honest with you.
When you've got a guy like Khalil Mack who likes to rush the passer and create havoc in the backfield, the way you stop speed rushers is to run the ball right at him and keep hitting him. Latavius Murray is a big back. You hit Khalil Mack multiple times, and that slows the rush down on Teddy Bridgewater. If you can establish the run, especially with Akeem Nicks out this week, he's no longer going to be a part of the Bears' defensive line for quite some time. He's hurt. If he's out, you establish the run with Latavius Murray, then you can get the play-action passing game going with Michael Thomas, and then you might have a comfortable win. But if you just try to go out there and throw it every down, it's going to be a 13-10 slugfest.
Thank you, Brian, for pointing this out. Came out about 20 minutes ago. Tom Pelissero tweeting that Stephon Anthony was being cut. Likely will be re-signed in the coming weeks, which means they need a roster spot.
Which means they're signing
that roster
somebody.
Spot is by, per Ian Rappaport, running back Zach Zenner. Running back Ooh. Zach Zenner. The Zach Zenner. Ian saying it's insurance in case Alvin Kamara can't go. Zenner was with quarterback coach Joe Lombardi with the Lions. So some familiarity.
I think
with
he played
Lombardi.
At North Carolina, if I remember right. Zach
so,
Zenner.
So Zach Zenner, again, that's just telling me I highly doubt Alvin Kamara's play.
No, but I would not let the Bears know that.
No,
but I agree.
You should
not see the field.
He could respond to treatment this week. And,
great.
But even if
high
he does.
High ankle sprains then of 4 to 6 weeks.
Then I'll see you next week. That's what I'm saying. I just, again, man, when you look at that injury, I just.
Any trainer will tell you a high ankle sprain. They will tell you you would have been better off breaking it than breaking the bone and having a high ankle sprain. They take a minimum of 4 to 6 weeks. The problem with that, we talked about it yesterday, you can go north and south, but you can't cut east and west on it. And the other part of it is you can't push a pile. With a high ankle sprain, once you get contact, you're pretty much going down. So there's no fourth and ones, let's give the ball to Kamara up the middle because he's got a high ankle sprain. You need to give the ball to somebody that can push a pile. Kamara's not going to be able to
Zenner,
do that.
Zenner, 6 foot, 222 is what he's listed at right now. And again, it's insurance in case one of those other guys. You'll see
Dwayne Washington second.
That's what I was going to say. You always look at the signings. Signings sort of tell you where the health of – you knew. You knew if some offensive linemen weren't going to play when the Saints started signing offensive linemen and stuff. So you always see that and you look at it. But again, it just that's a storyline to me. So let's just kind of start to assume if he doesn't. If he plays Sunday, then I'm assuming that he's healthy enough to play and that's great. But if I don't have Alvin Kamara – 800-998-1003. And what's the key for the Saints offense here on Sunday? Let's talk a little bit about this at ESPN Radio Nola as well on Twitter. But if you don't have 41 on Sunday, what are some, I think you just open up the playbook. I think you just start calling some things that you normally don't. Taysom Hill, He's a guy that I want to talk about when we come back out of the break. Hour three, brought to you by Avenue Wine and Spirits. Jay Hargrave, where are we going Friday?
Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles. We'll be doing a live remote there, thanking them for coming on board with us.
I'm excited.
You ought to, wait till you see this. Wait till you see the selection that they
got.
Made.
A deli.
Your mouth will hit the ground.
A cigar room.
Your mouth will hit the ground when you see the selection of all the wines and the spirits that they have there. And some of the, you're going to be like, I didn't even know they had this.
Right.
That's how wide the selection is.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that as well. And also, we announced in hour number one every Tuesday.
Tracy's on 3rd and Magazine. You'll be doing the show there. I'm sure we'll get a Larry Holder appearance here and there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Putting the band back together.
Yeah.
On a mission from God.
I'm very happy about that. So Tuesday's coming out. Check us out from 12 to 3. Come get that roast beef sandwich. The gravy and cheese fries are ridiculous, but trust me, there's a lot of things in there that are really, really good. And we'll be letting you know more about
it. I'm sure we'll have Uptown Ruler on live, too.
Uptown Ruler. He's challenged Jordan the intern in a push-up competition.
We'll get odds from Raphael on that, and I'll be betting on Uptown Ruler.
We'll do that. Sports Hangover continues next. You're home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
We're on a mission from God.
Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
At the Cancer Center of Thibodaux Regional, we take our role as the leader in cancer care seriously. That's why we have more cancer doctors than anyone else in the Bayou region, in-house and on-site every day. More cancer doctors fighting more types of cancer and winning. If you ever need to battle cancer, these are the experts you want on your team. More cancer doctors, better quality care, greater patient satisfaction. That's the Cancer Center of Thibodaux Regional. For more on our cancer services, go to Thibodaux.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Tiger Audio, hear the roar. Located on West Park Avenue in Houma, Tiger Audio for all your audio needs. They're the most experienced dealer in the area with 35 plus years of uncombined experience. Tiger Audio gives you a lifetime warranty on all installations. They're your audio experts in South Louisiana. You can choose from name brands like Kentwood, Memphis, and Alpine, just to name a few. Call 985-853-2121. That's 985-853-2121. Tiger Audio in Houma, hear the roar.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
We're on a mission from God.
Hit it.
There it is.
Really, it's one of the best scenes in the movie.
It is. Just the way Dan Aykroyd says it, we're on a mission from God.
Yeah. Jay Hargrave sitting in with us here.
It's going to be the theme song for Tracy.
You like that?
Yeah.
Tomorrow we will be over at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgely Drive over in Metairie. So Zach Zenner, the running back formerly of the Detroit Lions, has some history with Joe Lombardi when he was over there for the offensive coordinator position. He is signed by the Saints. He's been signed by the Saints. So again, kind of leads you to believe maybe Alvin Kamara will miss this game on Sunday. We will see. Now, one of the things that we're going to keep an eye on as well that I want to touch on and kind of clarify, because I think when you saw the report yesterday that P.J. Williams has been suspended by 2 games, a lot of people commented immediately, what are you doing? Like, are you serious? I mean, you know, substance abuse program. Or he was suspended for
the
policy.
Yeah.
Correct. That's the key here. When the headline came out, it was assumed, well, is he doing something, got popped on a test or something? No. This is from the arrest in January.
Everybody forgot about it.
Good job, Commissioner Goodell. I mean, you know, nothing like waiting until October 15th to drop a two-game suspension for something that took place. Are you – I mean, why wouldn't you do like Onyemata in the first game of the season?
Well, I thought maybe because Onyemata was there, they tried to time it and say, well, let's appeal it. We'll get Onyemata and Rankin's back.
I don't know if the players can chew or the team can
chew. But how does an appeal take 2 months?
It doesn't. Well, it's not 2 months. I mean, I don't think he appealed 2 months ago. He probably appealed.
Right. He had to appeal at the beginning of the year. But
my point is this. When did the NFL decide they were going to suspend you? Because then you didn't have the appeal.
Right.
Well, I have a hard time believing that they decided, you know, this, and then you appeal, and then you wait for the appeal. My point is just, it doesn't take this long. It doesn't take this long. I'm at a loss as to why you're suspending him now.
Your assumption has one major flaw in it.
Okay.
That you would have a competent commissioner who would be running the show.
Right.
Once again, I don't want to insult the German shepherds because I've already done that, but if you put a jar of almonds at his desk, you would get the same results.
Right.
And you basically, the jar of almonds is run.
My understanding is the team doesn't know when you're getting it or not, right? I mean, or do to have an idea. I don't think the team can choose, all right, we're going to take the two-game suspension this week.
Does anyone in the NFL know anything? Do the refs know the rules? I mean, you can go down the list of all the things in the NFL that Roger Goodell is responsible for that there's total incompetence. So
keep in mind, he is Comrade Goodell, and he's your commissioner.
And he needs a jet. He hasn't gotten his jet yet.
No,
and maybe things settle down when he gets his new jet, and he makes $40 million instead of $30 million a year.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, Comrade Goodell.
Maybe I'll reach out to him and see if we can get him in an interview on Sports
Hangover.
You know what,
Joey, go ahead and keep that, because the commissioner had a little exchange with a reporter.
Mm.
Yeah, he said he's happy with the pass interference review system. I bet he is.
Yeah.
What's the NFL coaches? 1 in 23 or something?
Have they won one?
They won one.
They did. I was not aware of that.
They won one. No, I kid you not. They won one.
In New England?
Yeah. Let's see. What else? You know, but yeah, I'm sure, you know, he's, everything's just fine. Everything's working great. I mean, you know, you're complaining about officiating, but, you know, you're talking about it. Ladies and gentlemen, turn it up, Joey. Comrade Goodell.
Every year about officiating, it seems particularly intense this season. What are your
say that every year, Tom? By the way,
I asked that question. So, yeah. What are your personal feelings when you see a game like Monday night, where there are some pretty clear missed calls that impact one team? And what's your level of confidence in Al Riveron to work out whatever issues may exist right now with officiating?
Well, officiating is always a focus for us, and I joke, but I'm not joking. I think I'm close to 40 years, and I think there's always a 2 or 3 week period where there's an intense focus on it. But listen, you never want to see a game where people are talking about officials afterwards. It was a great football game played by two great teams that are really, I think, surprising a lot of people about the quality of the way they're playing. And it's tough. It's tough to be in that situation. So we have to continue to do everything to improve officiating. You know, Al and his team and Troy and everyone, we're all focusing on how do we continue to prepare our officials, obviously using technology when we can, but that's sports. You see it in every sport. We've seen it over the last several months, so I know when you go to other press conferences, you ask the same question, Tom.
Did anybody catch that play?
No.
Okay, we're going to act like we're debating about
perfect.
It. You two do the bouncy football thing. You rub your head like it's a real tough call. No, that looks like you're having a migraine. I'm going to break the huddle confidently, and we're going to call it incomplete.
Mike's on! First down!
First down!
That's the NFL. That
really is. That's incredible.
Let me.
What did he just say in a minute 16 seconds,
Let me ask you a question, because Roger Goodell basically said that, you know, this is acceptable.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to prove the point of how bad the NFL officials are.
Okay.
Tell me the last game in the SEC that was decided by a bad call. Put a clock on him. Your time is up.
Okay.
Name the last NFL game that was affected by a bad call. The very last one played.
Detroit.
Detroit.
We don't have enough time to list all of the games. Let me ask you another question. When was the last time you heard Casey Gisclair or Ed Daniels talking about a high school football game that was in Louisiana that was decided by a bad call? You don't hear it. But every week we start with the NFL refs screwed up more calls.
Okay.
Roger Goodell, please resign so we could put a jar of almonds at your desk. And I'm sorry for insulting the jar of almonds.
Comrade Goodell on the replay system.
We're not over-officiating here. We're not trying to or possible to make it perfect. And we're not re-officiating these plays. So the thought process was to correct the obvious and clear error. I think the numbers reflect that if it's something close and there's not obvious and clear evidence, it's going to stay with whatever is called on the field. I think it's what we anticipated, the coaches anticipated. But as you know, whenever there's a rule change, there's a period of adaption. And there's also a period of where people are testing to try to see. So coaches are testing to see what types of changes are going to be made. Are the officials going to be making changes? And I think it's settling out where we expected it.
Don't look at
Plus,
me
my
go.
Wife ordered the langoustine. I will have chicken tenders and tater tots.
If you're a ref, you way over-explain things.
On Tuesday morning, I forgot who it was on Golic, and we made a great point. In tennis, you have, the replay system that it clearly just judges it. You move on, you go. Soccer kind of has a system there as well. The computer does it and judges it, if it's a goal or not. I don't understand why they made the move and the change that they did this past offseason. Remember Sean Payton getting hugged from Comrade Goodell and all for doing that, to where you can challenge different things. Having the sky judge makes just so much sense. It's easy and it's quick. It's a member of the officiating crew. It's not you or I. It's not somebody not. All they have to do right there as they're watching the replay is press a button, talk down there and be like, hey, my man, that wasn't illegal hands to the face on the Lions guy. That's it. It's literally that quick. It's literally that easy. He's a member of the referee team. Just like you see the officials confer after every call to make sure that everyone gets it, right? You're doing the same thing. I don't understand, because in the bite I play the second to last one, in which Goodell says when there's technology, we'll use it. There is technology. There is technology in other sports. The NBA, they go to replay. Is it a flagrant foul? And then they make the call. No one's upset by it. No one's bent out of shape. The officials aren't any less by doing it. You're just getting it right. Those two calls on Monday cost the Detroit Lions a game. Now, if you want to sit there and tell me, hey, they could have stopped them, they could have prevented them, I get it. Those were on third down, and you gave them first downs, and it was 15 yards on that, and the first egregious call resulted in a touchdown pass.
Yep.
And the other one helped them kick the game-winning field goal.
In essence, did the same thing that happened to us in the championship series.
It's something that can be fixed so easily. I don't understand it. It's mind-boggling to me, because it doesn't make any sense to me, right? It doesn't make any sense that you could have a member that's already going to be in the booth right there just have an open mic, an open headset when they're conferring, because you all see every official has an earpiece.
Right.
So they can talk back and forth to the head official, and it meets them from having to run and back and forth. So the guy that throws holding in a secondary can just be holding number 42. Okay, got you, whatever. Or they'll confer. Was it holding? Did you see the hands?
Right.
Then the sky judge just have to chime in and says, man, he got the neck. He did not get the face. That's it.
There's two.
Personal foul. 69. Offense. He was giving them the business.
That was a classic,
too. He's fighting some gold right now.
There's two reasons for this, Gus. One is arrogance, and one is incompetence. The replay system has already been perfected, and I've been saying this for years on your show. The USFL perfected the replay system. They did exactly what you were talking about. There was every officiating crew had a member added to the crew. He sat in the booth. His job was to watch the replays. On every play, he was already watching the replays before the challenge flag came out. The coach threw the challenge flag. The referee went and picked it up and handed it back to the coach. He went to the phone, and by the time he got to the phone, he had a decision. The game was usually slowed down less than a minute, and he went back out there. Here's one of the key points that the USFL did that was brilliant. Besides that, no coach was penalized for getting the challenge correct. You didn't get two and had to get both of them right. You could, if the referees missed 17 calls, as long as you kept getting them right, you never lost your challenge. So it made the referees be better, but it was part of the crew. The game was sped up. The entire process was perfected. All the NFL had to do was say, we're going to copy that. But their arrogance gets in the way of saying somebody's doing something better
than us.
I'm just
saying, look, Detroit misses the playoffs by a game.
Here we go again. You know, again. The NFL deciding who gets to the playoffs
Kevin
and who gets
Seifert,
to the Super Bowl.
ESPN.com writer, says he believes, the guy you just heard Roger Goodell mention, Al Riveron, the head of officiating, not qualified.
The biggest thing that most people in the NFL know is that the job has gotten too big, at least for him, and probably for the way it's structured. It would not be a shock if he is a short-term person in that particular job. There's a lot of respect for him as just sort of a longtime NFL employee, but I think that there's a feeling that there needs to be multiple people involved in the leadership of officiating that currently aren't there. So we'll see if that actually means that he just gets fired and they put somebody new in that spot, or if they expand the leadership there in the football operations that would allow them to address more forcefully some of the issues.
That's incredible that you're thinking about that, because keep in mind, there's something else that happened, what, a week and a half ago that kind of went under the radar. They just signed a brand-new seven-year deal, the NFL and the officials.
Oh, Jordan and I talked about that.
Brand-new deal. Final bite from Kevin Seifert, the problem with officiating, we'll hit the break.
I think there's a lot of people in the NFL who would agree to this if you put a lie detector in, that there's been a snowballing of several unrelated factors that have really conspired to put a dent in the quality of officiating across the board. There's been a lot of turnover. When you look at the leadership of officiating, probably in the past 10 years, there's been four guys in charge: Mike Pereira, Dean Blandino, Carl Johnson, and now Al Riveron. That is something to consider. In the past 2 years alone, seven referees have retired. There used to be a training program that existed for officials that retired officials would join the league's front office and work to mentor and train young officials. That's largely gone away. And they tried to do the full-time thing, and that has been carted aside. And so you add all those things up, and I think it's undeniable that that has also had an effect on the quality of officiating.
Wow.
There were two fouls by the defense. Offense, correct. I'm sorry.
And he's a lawyer.
Offside defense, that penalty is declined. There's also personal foul, face mask. That penalty is enforced half the distance to the goal, first down.
There you go.
Guess how much money those guys make.
And he's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. And he's a lawyer. But right. Guess how much money those guys make. Take a shot. The average salary, I looked it up, in the NFL, $180,000. Average.
Wow.
Which means some of them are making over $200,000.
Right.
If I'm making $180,000 or $200,000, I don't need a second job. I can be full-time. Mm-hmm. So why don't you have training classes for these guys to get themselves back?
That's interesting what that Seifert just said, that there used to be a class that's no longer there.
And it's no longer. There's no training.
Again, that's why I played the bite from Comrade Goodell. All is fine.
Sure.
All is good.
Yeah, he's got he's close to getting his jet. Everything's
literally
good.
He literally just told you that he has supreme confidence in Riveron, and Kevin Seifert just said the league has zero confidence in Al Riveron that he may be fired. So think about that. A guy that did a story on this said he's likely to get fired. The commissioner just told you today that guy's doing a great job. Just think about that.
Think about this.
We
had another professional league come into existence and already fold. The American Alliance League.
Uh-huh.
How many problems did they have with officiating?
Oh.
And they basically, I guess, got the bottom of the barrel because they didn't get the NFL, they didn't get the college refs. They didn't have any problems. Sounds like it's a leadership issue to me.
Avenue Wine and Spirits, they are our proud sponsors of hour number three. We'll be there on Friday, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. Come on by, stop in. They sell wine by the glass. There's also a deli for a little eats, cigar room if you like to enjoy that as well. Super in looking forward to going and see what this place is all about here on Friday. So come on by, 12 to 3.
Unbelievable selection. Come by and put the headsets on and give us your take.
Yeah, loving it. We'll be back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Find Golden Motors for their 5th annual car show on October 26th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., kicking off the morning with a 5K run walk to benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, followed by the car show, arts and crafts, and live music. Food will be sold by our local Boy Scouts Troop 325. It's the perfect day to test drive our 2019 Silverado and our new 2020 Chevy Silverado 2500 HDs. Check us out at Golden Motors on the back road in Cutoff. 985-325-1000. Chevy, find new roads.
Hi, I'm Nichols Head football coach Tim Rebo. Winning a football game starts with a great game plan, and so does fighting pests. Terminix will protect your home and business from termites, roaches, mice, and even mosquitoes. Call the local team, Dan and Billy Foster at Terminix of Homa. They will drop a winning game plan to tackle your pests. Terminix is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
Go, go Colonels!
The UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. They offer packing, freight, international shipping, large format printing banners, shredding, faxing, mailbox rental, and more. Your UPS store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook. That's the UPS store on Martin Luther King Boulevard in Houma.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
At the Cancer Center of Thibodaux Regional, we take our role as the leader in cancer care seriously. That's why we have more cancer doctors than anyone else in the Bayou region, in-house and on-site every day. More cancer doctors fighting more types of cancer and winning. If you ever need to battle cancer, these are the experts you want on your team. More cancer doctors, better quality care, greater patient satisfaction. That's the Cancer Center of Thibodaux Regional. For more on our cancer services, go to Thibodaux.com.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
This is the signal for safety. It's a little awkward, but make it as high as you possibly can. The safety signal is usually only given by the referee, but we'll get into more about that later as far as mechanics are concerned. This is the inadvertent whistle signal.
There it is. The training program for the NFL officials.
When you were gone, my headlines were the circus and the clowns have agreed to a 7-year contract extension. And that's the NFL and the referees will be together.
Hey, look,
for 7 more years.
You're asking them to officiate something that happens very fast. It's tough to see. You can't really be on there. Some of these plays, though, it's happening in front of you. Like that official that threw the flag on the Lions plays. Staring right at it. The official in the Saints place staring right at it. This doesn't need to be difficult.
It's not.
You put an official in the box. If he sees something and got it wrong, just get it right. That's all anybody wants, and it takes no time. And I don't know why we're worried about time when anything that is played takes longer than 3 hours already. I mean, I don't understand why we're worried about time. You know what I'm saying? I don't go to a game and go, man, I really hope this game ends in 2 hours and 45 minutes.
I don't either.
Ever.
And I don't understand
ever.
Why
I've
everybody's worried
about
that.
I've never gone to a game and done that. So
my biggest thing, Gus, was that the instant replay was put in to get the calls right that were close, but the referee missed it. Now they can't even get the calls right by replay that weren't close. Like the Saints interference call against the Rams. They can't even get that right. That's the level of incompetency that the NFL has reached. And this is a multi-billion dollar industry that can't even find eight guys to referee 15 games a week and get them right.
B dollar sign. Bishop and Kenner on Twitter. My question is, hey, Saints fans, what are the top storylines for the Saints going into the Bears matchup this week over on Twitter? He says, do I eat too much pizza and nap through the game? It's going to be one of those games.
It's going to be a defensive struggle.
You said 13-10. Huh?
Yeah. I think this is a game where you're going to see a very conservative
game. Teddy's
going
to be very, very.
I think Chase Daniels is going to be on the same game plan. It's going to be, don't make a mistake. Punting is okay. Let's just play field possession. You're going to let Thomas Morstead try to pin the Bears back deep and then get a short field and then go down and score. And it may be a field goal fest. It might, and the Saints would probably win that.
Well, the Saints definitely do have, obviously,
the better kicker.
A good kicker. So something to keep an eye on and something in mind as well. Again, if you missed it, the Saints did sign a running back, Zach Zenner. Running back Zach Zenner, 6 foot, 5'11", whatever site you want to look at, it's going to be a difference. He's insurance. 36 games he's played in his career, averaged for 100, not average, he's rushed 474 yards. 685 total, including the passing game, 8 touchdowns in his career. And again, when you look at it, it's essentially
insurance policy.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of what it
Hall of Fame.
Jordan, the intern, sending me a text from inside the locker room again. Open locker room's just wrapping up. It was at 2 o'clock. He said, something of note that's interesting is every player, let me pull it up to be accurate here, it says every player, players have a note on their lockers about different detachable cleats. So Coach Payton already making it a point
to make sure,
it means practicing them.
Yep.
Get them broken in, get used to it. You know, it wouldn't surprise me. I don't know for a fact that they were outside today. I know it was raining a little bit ago. So my guess, you're going to see one of these practices outside to be on the grass and kind of test the cleats. You got to test the cleats on grass. You can't test them on an artificial surface. Earlier this morning in the conference call that he has on mornings on during the week, he talked specifically about the grass surface. So you kind of knew this was coming. This was Coach Payton this morning.
Well, I think in the South, the surface is here a little bit more Bermuda, you know, where it goes dormant in the winter and it's kind of a horizontal grass. And when you play up in Chicago, Green Bay, and some of those surfaces, it's a different type of grass, so the root system's different. It's a little longer. So sometimes the shoes you wear can be different.
So there you go. Kind of gives you an idea of him already. We all know, obviously, in the Super Bowl, that was an issue with him. And you know, you will not play. You'll get told something if you know, because it's up to you to go find the cleats that you feel comfortable with, but with the right spikes and go and do that. So already kind of getting that plan out ahead as well.
That's the attention to detail that a lot of teams don't, that they miss. And that's why the Saints and Sean Payton are where they're at. That's part of your warm up. Obviously, if that note's on everyone's locker, there must be some weather up in Chicago that could affect the field. Might not be raining during the game, but if it rains the day before,
it's a different type of grass, right?
You need to be out there doing warm ups, doing the proper warm up to check your cleats to make sure you got the right cleats in.
Well, the beauty of it, of course, is what took place. Not what takes place and what you'll see, obviously, is just understanding the weather it's coming. And on Sunday, you looked it up, it's 62 degrees, partly cloudy, in October in Chicago.
Yeah.
You will take that any day of
any
the week.
Any day of the week.
Especially at 325. So pretty cool there. Look, again, does Zach Zenner mean that Alvin Kamara is not going to play? I don't know. It kind of leads you to start thinking that at least it might be in that direction. This is insurance. You mentioned Washington and you mentioned Murray. Those are going to be the two primary backs, obviously, that go in there. Jordan brought it up, and I think it's a great point. This is a game probably see a lot of Taysom Hill. You can use him in a lot of different ways. And I have, and Larry kind of mentioned it when we talked to him at 12:15. You have almost gotten the sense and feeling that you've seen little of Taysom Hill this season. Like, last week was easily the most we've seen Taysom Hill.
Right.
Right? Felt like it.
And a lot of that is because he's the backup quarterback for
Bingo.
Teddy.
Bingo. I mean,
you can't risk it.
You can't risk it.
If Teddy goes down, then you're stuck with, I think Ted Ginn would be the emergency quarterback.
There you go.
So if Teddy goes down, Taysom gets hurt, nicked up on covering a punt, then all of a sudden you're down to Ted Ginn or Alvin Kamara in the Wildcat.
The reason I'm bringing this up is because it'd be interesting to hear what the locker room had to say today in case, you know, that sort of happens and there's no Alvin. I mean, you remember Saints at the Patriots several years ago. Not the most recent one, but two trips up to Foxborough. What Jimmy Graham was, you know, right before he got the big contract.
Right.
And Bill Belichick literally put a corner on the line and then dropped another corner of safety about 5 yards behind him.
Mm-hmm.
The entire lined up that way. So when Jimmy Graham got out the huddle and went to line up,
two guys
he looked
him.
Up and there were two helmets staring at him.
Yep.
If the Bears don't do that without Alvin Kamara, then that defensive coordinator should be fired. I mean, you have to expect that. Like, I'm trying to game plan. If I'm Sean Payton, I'm game planning as they're going to say Michael Thomas is not catching anything this week. And that's fine. Others are going to have to step up. I think you use that, which is why I bring up Taysom Hill. And I think the arm of Taysom Hill could be something.
Yeah, I mean, Sean ran reverses last week, so he gets it. He understands he's got to spread the defense out, give him some things to think about. Getting back to Zach Zenner, he has to be signed today. You can't go out and sign Zach Zenner on Friday and expect him to know the offense.
Right.
It's going to take him a minimum of 3 days. They may not even activate him, but he has to have this kind of time to learn that offense.
Quick break. When we come back, we'll hear what Sean Payton has to say about how he thinks teams are going to start defending Michael Thomas. I mean, the guy's been having an amazing season already. Hour 3 is brought to you by Avenue Wine and Spirits. We'll be there on Friday, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. Come on by and check it out. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Tiger Audio, hear the roar. Located on West Park Avenue in Houma, Tiger Audio for all your audio needs. They're the most experienced dealer in the area with 35-plus years of uncombined experience. Tiger Audio gives you a lifetime warranty on all installations. They're your audio experts in South Louisiana. You can choose from name brands like Kentwood, Memphis, and Alpine, just to name a few. Call 985-853-2121. That's 985-853-2121. Tiger Audio in Houma, hear the roar.
Some kids never smile. They're embarrassed by their crooked teeth. They want braces like the other kids, but their families can't afford them. Some may even try to straighten their teeth themselves. That can make everything worse. Luckily, there's Donated Orthodontic Services, a program from the American Association of Orthodontists. It helps provide orthodontic treatment to kids and teens whose families can't afford it. For kids who apply, are approved, and are matched with a volunteer orthodontist, it can be life-changing. Their treatment is in the hands of an expert, a licensed local orthodontic specialist who improves their smiles by correctly aligning teeth and jaws. Some kids think they'll never smile again, but Donated Orthodontic Services may help them smile with confidence. To link to the application and eligibility requirements, visit aaoinfo.org.
Were you born from 1945 to 1965? Have you heard of hepatitis C? Hepatitis C is a leading cause of liver cancer, yet it often has no symptoms. And people born from 1945 to 1965 are 5 times more likely to have it. But here's some good news. Treatments are now available that can cure hepatitis C, which is why you should talk with your doctor about getting a blood test for hepatitis C. It could save your life. A message from the CDC.
Is Golic and Wingo.
So for anybody out there in any business you're in, if you're negotiating your contract and you have others, companies maybe in that same field that are looking at you possibly as well, go for the stay bonus. What do I mean by stay bonus? Well, Lincoln Riley's contract, as Trey mentioned, is now $6 million per year. And each year when the contract ends and the next day when the next year the contract begins, he gets a stay bonus of $700,000, which is, you're staying with us for another year? Here's $700,000.
And if you make it to the magical number of 2021, they will pay him an extra $1 million if he stays at Oklahoma after that date.
It looks like nice money because it's $700,000 each year up to 2021 and then $1 million. But if he goes to the NFL, I mean, dude is going to be in the top three, top five of top paid coaches right out of the gate.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Hard to believe, getting close to Halloween. It's my favorite day of the year.
I know.
Love it. A
couple weeks away.
Dude, I spooked my house mid-September.
Oh, I can tell.
My stuff out.
I could tell the way you were already talking about a week ago.
Proudest moment this morning. Well, actually, last week I saw Carver made his own little Frankenstein using finger paints and everything. Today was a vampire. I'm like, yes. He loves Halloween. Loves
Did he have a choice?
No.
Dad made him love Halloween.
Loves Halloween. It's funny, Joey, you're playing that music because my wife's convinced that any minute I will get a phone call from his pre-K 2 teacher. Just wanting probably just a little brief explanation as to why he sings every lyric to the words, this is Halloween from Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas. There's a lot of stuff. I'm the one with the tearaway face. I'm the one hiding under your bed. I mean, he knows it all, and he loves it. I mean, he does not get scared. When we go to Walmart, Target, Home Depot, anything that has Halloween stuff, he asks immediately that first, and he smiles. Like, he doesn't get spooked at anything. Spooky children, witches, animated, you name it. He actually presses the button and wants to hear it. Doesn't faze him at all. Years old.
Has he asked you to get him an old-fashioned white hockey mask?
No, it hasn't happened yet, but he says he wants me to be a vampire. He wants to be a ghost.
I thought maybe he wanted to be Freddy, go to school dressed like Freddy.
Like I said, I've tamed it. I mean, like, I'm not in the, Texas Chainsaw Massacre thing. Like, the decorations have been amended to his age.
Animated.
Group. I had zombie hands and stuff and smoke and, lightning and all that other stuff.
Haven't gotten blood and guts
yet. So we now have an inflatable bat, an inflatable ghost holding a pumpkin,
Yeah.
It's a little more tailored to him now.
You're easing him into it. My wife hates it.
My wife loves Christmas over Halloween and doesn't understand why.
You're sick.
Yeah.
Well, I think we all know why you're sick. This is what happens when you listen to Rebecca Black.
Just for you on Friday, because you're going to be with us. Oh,
act like this was the only reason you were going
to
do it.
Joey, not that you're not busy on a normally day basis, but some homework for you. Find a newer version or any kind of version that Jay would really appreciate on Friday that has to do with Friday.
Sure.
Anything.
A bunch.
Yeah.
You're a sick human being.
Like an Irish Celtic version or, what are you? What's your background here? What's a hard grave?
It's like
German?
It's Austrian? There's some German, but it's like, a mix of everything.
How about some yodeling? How about that?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yodeling version of Rebecca Black's
play. How does it get? I mean, I shouldn't say how can it get worse. You just did it today, Joey, but how can it get worse than Rebecca Black?
Yeah. Joey will find something for you. The Von Trapps have nothing on what you're going to hear on Friday.
I might throw myself in front of a streetcar on Friday.
This is my gift for you and my thank you for getting us at Tracy's every Tuesday. We'll be there every Tuesday, 12 to 3. This Friday we'll be having
you. Oh, don't worry.
I'll
welcome you.
Oh, it's awesome. All right, so tomorrow we'll hear from Saints players in that locker room. Again, notes already in the locker room about your cleats. So we do know that footing already is being hammered into the heads of the players. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. Busy, busy Thursday. We'll do that. We'll talk to Chris Blair. We'll talk to all the voices, Andrew Allegretta, the works. So stop on and have some lunch with us. I promise you'll enjoy it. Quesadillas tomorrow?
I'm going to do my best to get over there.
Matt Moscone after further review. It's coming up next right here on ESPN New Orleans, your home for Pelicans basketball.
Customer needs assistance.
appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
Some folks call it autumn. Some call it fall. Here in South Louisiana, we call it football season. And when you're ready to get your tailgating done the right way, head to Rod's Superstore. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. Rod's Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf,